kong kishar zong tayi mungum kisirin zimban dang zha zhong chan hui zhu zin zha sarin zhu kin miki dhar zhikir tuk jin dhan ma kini ji rong jik ten sim ji kong jia ba thong pa ma karu jia pa ten rong dao lu pan sur zhong ur jen song long pa mi dong bo la jia rin nang zhi rong shong kin ji zhou san zhe hui shen yong dan zhong bai wei ban mang zhong ni dao lu ban sur zhong chu ken yang ban ni ji zhong yong su rong nong ke sun ro ro sa zo ba zhe zhe dong meng gong bo long chen ba zhe mei wo zhe zhe jiao la su ran de Ma wi sung ki kong ge rik pe me chen di lang mi chong chong kan chao chong jam be khar ge der si kum ni ba rong zum chu ji zong bo ge ge chu rik ton jam ba jo ni shan lo le gong be hon ni po pe te ge tu nong to chung zo jam chung a dong chao ma phang jang yong nam jar la so wan de ane chen jo wo sing ni jong kam su jam ber tik ji shen lo ya lar men jing me phan so jao la so wan de gong je to ban pur shen ji lo Today, welcome here to this lecture about meditation and also unconditional happiness. And then I say, and everyone welcome to this enlightening experience. And then it's a wonderful experience to be here. This beautiful area, and then it's I like to talk today a little bit about how to find happiness, enlightenment within you through meditation. I think that's really I want to address, and also how do you can through meditation how do you experientially glimpse or experience of you the true state of the inner nature of the mind, also awareness and also and happiness, and therefore and I think unconditional happiness is the really of the goal of human search, because something's everything's conditional, then conditions disappear. Temporarily they come together then disappear. When they disappears, and then we are our mind has become more nervous, and you know unhappiness rise. You know, most worldly experiences, happiness, comfort zones, securities, relationships, or any from the conditions, or you know, these all conditions are like called make people feel good, happy, and secure is conditional. When these things are collapse, and then people suffer, you know, they're confused, and then you know, like fearful and lost, I think the goal of meditation is enlightenment. What enlightenment is, unconditional happiness. You know, happiness without condition, still you can, your external conditions are disappear, still you feel secure, happy. You know, that is called enlightenment. That is the goal of meditation. Then I want today, you know, how to find that kind of happiness or contentment or enlightenment. And then I think all world, we are seeking so many different things. We are seeking, you know, many different ways, happiness, contentment, entertainment. There's so many different ways. But most we are seeking is conditional. When conditions are disappeared and then happiness go down, that's not best way to search, you know. But really the best way, the best way to, the smartest way to finding happiness is finding happiness within, with unconditionally. They say, you know, teachings, and, you know, if you find an unconditional happiness, all conditions make more happier. It's not like we reject conditional happiness, but most time we cannot handle conditional happiness because our mind is controlled by ego and negative emotions, you know. Negative emotions and ego is very, you know, our mind is dominant by negative emotions, ego, and then things, conditions don't make you happy. You know, everything feels very tense and rigid and very complicated. Once, you know, and unconditional happiness is free of ego, free of the negative emotions. And then I think I wanted to talk about tonight, you know, like what is really first define what is conditional happiness, what is unconditional happiness. And then second is I like want to talk about how do we can found or experience unconditional happiness through meditation. It's not just only all meditations do that. There's called the pristine mind meditation. Each meditation has goals, you know. You know, people say, I'm meditating. You know, I say, what is you doing meditating? People say, oh, I feel so good, you know. Sometimes says, oh, I'm just, you know, like something, you know, like I'm just doing, you know, my mind suck into the sky. You know, people have many different hopes and goals, but each meditation, the Buddhist tradition, each meditation has each goal. Meditation is how to prepare, and what's real main meditation, what is the goal, you know, what you can achieve. For example, you go to, you know, like exercise in the gym, or like to, you know, what is your goals, you know. You are losing pounds, 5 pounds, and become more healthy. Similar, and you have meditation, you need to have goals. Without goal, you cannot meditate blindly. You say, each meditation is, oh, this meditation is for this reason. This meditation for that reason. And therefore, you have meditation, you have the, you know, goals, you have the aim. And therefore, meditation most called, we call shamatha meditation, like mindfulness meditation, like something like that. That is goal is the, to, you know, mind become calm, relaxed, stability. It's not like just your mind is become like that. It's not like you know, there's your mind is become calm, relaxed, and stability, not just only few moments, but under any circumstances. That is called goal of mindfulness or shamatha meditation. Not just only few moments, just always like, you do meditation, the more your mind become tranquil, relaxed, and stability, you know. Mind stability is the key to happiness. And mind is continually like driven, continually wandering, and continually very anxious, fearful, that's cause of suffering. There's what is mind is the happy, how do you build in happiness internally, and it means you need to get in your mind stability. Thoughts, emotions cannot move like mountain, you know, like winds, hurricanes cannot move the mountain. Similarly, you know, someone's really gain mind stability through meditation, and then the negative emotional thoughts cannot move your mind and always stable. Therefore, the shamatha meditation goal is the, you know, gain, Buddha says, to gain stability and tranquil and also calmness. And not just only, you know, few conditions under any circle, your mind is become like that. That's who you are, how your mind is. Right now, you know, our mind is like restless, chaos, completely play out negative emotions and thoughts, events. That's really current mind is. That mind become like 20 minutes, you know, 40 minutes, completely stability, calmness, relaxation. And, you know, it's become like that. That's the result of meditation. You know, there's called meditation, you know, like there's called meditation of the preparation, and then a meditation technique, meditation experience, meditation result. There's four different divisions of each meditation. But all these things are very important components, and therefore, you know, each meditation, the more you meditate in this way, and the more your mind has become calm, relaxed, and, you know, like, calm, relaxed, and stability. And that's really our staple, that's called goal of the each meditation is a goal. That's the goal of shamatha meditation, also mindfulness meditation, something like that. Watch breath, or watch, you know, statues you look in, or focus, you know, like sensations your body. The goal is mind stability. The other topics of meditation of the that meditation is, you know, focus on object. For example, your breath is object, and maybe statue or flowers object. For example, there's another meditation. There's no focus objects called objectless meditation. Objectless meditation is there's nothing focus object, you know, and they call something, this is a formless meditation, and I can talk a little bit, but this is called pristine mind meditation. It's a little bit different kind of meditation, but that's the highest form of meditation. I like want to teach that meditation, guiding a little bit, but just first we can talk about different things, two different kind of meditations. And that's really our creator of unconditional happiness. Objectless meditation. And also, and then first, you know, we are seeking, you know, like what is conditional happiness, what's unconditional happiness. I want to talk a little bit that what's conditional happiness, everybody knows, you know, like people looking, you know, like through senses. You see something, you eat something, you enjoy your, you know, connections, relationships, and or like that, and any external conditions, you feel good, entertained, you know, like feel present. They call conditional happiness, you know, conditions. And that means if you have 100% your happiness is connected and conditional, that means a little bit bad news one. You know, like it's, and then these things disappear, and then your happiness and security collapse. What is really our meditation is there's, you know, building unconditional happiness. How do you do building unconditional happiness? We know what is the conditional happiness. What is unconditional happiness? And conditional happiness is an human mind, for example, human mind, and they say your mind is the, your mind is like sky is blue, you know, clouds are temporary, sky is blue, beautiful, tranquil, you know, clear, but like clouds are just temporary, you know, comes, goes. Clouds are not part of sky. But they come and goes. Without clouds, then sky is always blue and beautiful, pristine. Similar, that's example. Similarly, mind is its nature. Without mental events, without thoughts, emotions, the mind is itself innately pristine. You know? Unconditionally happy, fundamentally comfortable. You know, there's no thought, mind is always comfortable. You know. Then without mental events, mind is always healthy. You know, unhappiness, fear, sadness, there's everything come from thoughts, where thoughts begins, anxiety begins, fear begins. Like, there's blue sky, it's hard rain, you know, rain is, there's no rain. The moment the clouds are gathering, the rain drops. The more clouds are there, the more rain drops. Similarly, when your mind is completely cloudless, there's no event, there's no anger, jealousy, desire, unhappiness. None of these things occur because mind is pristine. The moment of the thoughts arise, the moment samsara begins. You know, like the Buddhist team terminology, this, the moment the thought begins, the moment the samsara begins. Then what is really our, you know, what is like that, and then the mind is innately like that, always been like that. Beautiful, pristine, that says, innate, your mind is, without mental events, your mind is innately comfortable, not just comfortable this moment, just always fundamentally comfortable, you know. Uncomfortable come from your own thoughts, you know. And then fundamentally comfortable, innately healthy, pristine. Then the meditation is how to get there, you know. You know, people say, oh, my mind is crazy, you know, so many thoughts, events occur. I don't think so, my mind is like that, you know. But how do you get there, that? Through meditation. Without meditation, it's hard to get there. Because the more we, what we're doing is, you know, like, you know, the more you focus your mental events. Mental events means anything happening in your mind is called mental events. The more we focus mental events, the more we create more clouds. And the more we clouds, we prevent to experience two state of mind. That means just we are not meditating, just we are just hang around and just focus our thoughts, emotions, then more obscured, more polluted. This is our mind is distorted or polluted. Distorted and polluted, that's the source of suffering. Then how do you go beyond this pollution, this distortion? That's only when unfounded unconditional happiness or your pristine mind. It's through meditation. Then when you're meditating and slowly, slowly, mental events slowly subside, then you can, the mental events are subside, the more you can experience the true nature of awareness or consciousness or unconditional happiness. And then, like unconditional happiness like that, for example, someone's mind is, you know, all mental events are through meditation, like subside, like say, subside. And, you know, and then all mental events are subside. That person's innately happy there, that's there. You don't need to go anywhere. You know, and there's happiness, contentment, enlightenment there, already there, under the, beneath your nose. You know, under the, beneath your nose, if you look, you need look, and then how do you know? And because right now we don't experience, because there's so many clouds on your mind, there's so many mental events prevent to experience of that kind pristine state mind. And then I think, and that's really our, when you found, you know, like happiness within you, this is, you found in happiness everywhere. You know, for example, let's say your mind is completely pristine, like through meditation. Then images you see, forms you, you know, images you see, sounds you hear, anything, sensations, whatever you experience is very beautiful. You know, and the more your mind is distorted, contaminated, polluted, the more you see, have so many reactions, external world. You know, like happy, sad, hey, you know, I don't like this and that. You know, the more we have more distorted our mind, the more we have same reactions. You know, like reactions in either positive or negative way. And that's really our, the, you know, source of suffering or source of unhappiness. And then that's really our, the source of suffering. And then I think order to you be happy and relax, you cannot go there somewhere you can find happiness. Some place, some object, some person makes you happy, maybe temporarily, maybe temporarily feel good, but ultimately it fails. They don't do that. But best way working, rise on entire experience, happiness, contentment, enlightenment is working with your mind. Working with your mind through meditation is the best way to, you know, once your mind is become very beautiful, and then all external world is become beautiful, you know. External world is become more, you know, beautiful and perfect because your mind is like that. And your mind is become more distorted, contaminated, and then world is become negative place. You see everything's good and bad, so many reactions like that. And then I like tonight, what I want to talk about is a little bit dress more this practice and, you know, finding, first is finding unconditional happiness. Unconditional happiness is, and then how to experience through meditation. If you don't do meditation, there's no way you can experience. You know, for example, there are lots of clouds in the sky, and you cannot see the sun or moon or sky because there's so many clouds in the sky. Similarly, there are so much thoughts, emotions, reactions day and night, you cannot experience unconditional happiness or pristine experience, pristine mind, because there's so many clouds. The number one is, how do you dissipate clouds? And how do you, why is clouds disappear? Why is clouds there? Because clouds are disappear because clouds are conditional. Clouds and rainbows, anything, events, guys, conditional. They're conditions because of weather patterns, temperature, many different reasons, you know, like clouds appear. The conditions are no longer there and then they disappear. Similarly, your mental events, thoughts, emotions, beliefs, habits, tendencies, they are just conditional like clouds. Because there are conditions there and then they are remaining your mind. They're there all the time. There are no conditions, they disappear. When they disappear, what do you experience? You know, how do you dissipate, you know? Mental events, let's say we have lots of mental events. You know, like meditation is there, it's not stopping your thoughts. Meditation is dissipating your thoughts. Thoughts, events. And for example, like this meditation is most beautiful way is every day, how much every day you have good experience depend of your state of mind. And therefore, if you do regularly meditation, this meditation you do, you feel very good, energized, there's sense vibration in your life, and happiness and contentment. And also have good connection, you know. Most people think, you know, meditation just sit there, but meditation is making, you know, you want a good connecting with people, you need meditating. When you meditation makes you good connection, the world, society, friend, family, brings love and compassion. But that's really key to meditation is a good connection between yourself and others. And that's really our, everything's related to your mental events. And then how do you dissipate mental events? There's technique. There's technique, you know, there's meditation technique. Someone says, you know, I want to know unconditional happiness. I want to dissipate my mental events 1 hour, just 1 hour. I want to experience unconditional happiness. I want, you know, like my mind has become not polluted but pristine. Then how I do, what I do? Then that person is recommend pristine mind meditation. What is pristine mind meditation is? This come from the, you know, enlightened master, Padmasambhava. Padmasambhava, he bought Tibetan meditation scriptures, Buddhism tradition to Tibetan to Indian to Tibet. It's called Padmasambhava. And he, there's called, also text called Dzogchen. That Dzogchen is the really are the, that's really are the call, this the pristine mind meditation come from. And then that really is the, this meditation method come from. And then how do you dissipate your mind, or mental events? You know, founding of inner peace and happiness. This says, he says, first let's say, you know, relax your body, speech, and mind. I think that means relax first body, speech, and mind. That's the first relaxation. Also, you most meditations they close eyes, but this meditation you open eye. But I also never heard the Westerners open their, when they're meditating, they open, close eyes. But I never see any meditation instructions close your eyes. That's a little bit, you know, the all I see, you know, meditations, open your eye, you know, not like steadily, but just open your eyes like this way. And then almost more all meditation, include mindfulness meditation, I see manuals, everything's open eye, there's no closed eyes. But I think when you do, you know, relaxation, you know, most, there's relaxation, a real meditation. Relaxation means you just relax, you know, like feel maybe internally peace. And that kind of meditation, maybe your goal is just relax that moment, then maybe you close eyes very better. But when you transform your mind, become enlightenment, you know, finding unconditional happiness, and then that means always open eye. It's very important. Open eye means just your awareness, not shut your awareness, but just like that, and very clearly you see the path. And then some people may ask, you know, like when you open eye, sometimes they says, you know, they have distracted, you know, like they can see something like that. But first time you are a little bit that, but slowly, slowly become used to. Slowly, slowly much better to eye opening. And then this meditation is, you know, like, it's, you know, they can, their eyes open always, eye opening all the time. And then that's really our, very important to, because it's not just only doing the meditation, then also you can do any other time. And therefore, eye opening is very important, like just like this. And then also we do meditation, you can gazing up or gazing down. And, you know, like this is when you're meditating, you have, you know, your mind is dull, you know, like tired, to the sleeping, and then you're gazing up like this. And then your mind is wild, you know, a little bit, so much going on, and then you gaze down, you know. Gaze down, and there's many different ways, gazing up, down, and it depends how your, you know, mental state is. And then means lots of, you know, how do you experience unconditioned happiness? How do your mind become pristine? What is really technique? Then that is Guru Padmasambhava says, and this technique teachings, he says, first is don't follow past. When you meditate, it's not just always, when you're meditating, you know, let's say you're meditating, for example, let's say I want to do meditation 25 minutes, let's say. 25 minutes you want to do meditation means explore, you know, explore your internal consciousness. You explore who you are. Meditation means, you know, you are, for example, you think about this bell, you explore this bell, you know. You know, this bell is, what color is, what shape is. You explore that and you look at that car, then that car is where they come from. You explore that car, you know, invest that. But when you meditate, it means you're just go in the present moment to explore your mind, consciousness. It's not like looking object, you know, focus is not outside, but focus inside. Explore inner your consciousness. Feel very differently. And then found out what's like. But the problem is, you know, all human beings, they never look about their mind. They're always interested in external world. What do you see, what images you see, what sounds you hear, you know, like always that you forget here all the time, your mind. And that's really, your mind is forget, then your mind is messed up, and then everything's messed up. When your mind is really, you know how to put your mind best place, then you put all your area, your life become best. And that's meditation means, just focus not just externally, but internally. And that means, you know, like During the, let's say, 25 minutes we do meditation, 25 minutes you need to do this exercise. Exercise. What is exercise? The first step, you know, the first step is, you know, like, let's say, don't follow past. Means like, where your mental events come from, where your thoughts, emotions come from, turbulent thoughts, they come from past, most of them. Most they come from past, we focus, we thinking of past really, and then mental events stir up, you know. But if we don't focus past and then bring present moment, then past related thoughts, emotions are disappear. You know. We are just focused, not focus past, but bring present moment. And then second is don't anticipate in future. Don't anticipate in future means you think in a future, you have continually your mind going future, many mental events stir up. Worries, concerns, many things. And that means your mind is more cloudy and more polluted. And then you cannot experience two state of mind. And then you don't focus future, you don't focus past, there are many conditions. Your mind is not many conditions create mental events. There's no conditions, mental events naturally subside. You know, like 20 minutes, that's really meditation. And then meditation means you're not focused past, not focused in future. And then what is the remaining present moment awareness. You have where, you wear something, yeah? Just remaining present moment. That's third line. Fourth, leave your mind alone. Leave your, what do you do? There's nothing to do. There's nothing to focus. Just leave your mind alone. You know? Don't mess up your, don't mess with your mind, you know, like, you know, you mess with your mind and stir up more mental events, you know? Just leave your mind alone, you know? And then once you leave your mind alone, maybe you're not past, not future, just remain in present moment awareness and leave your mind alone there. And then naturally the mental events are slowly, slowly dissipate, you know, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 minutes, slowly, slowly. That's the way to mental events are dissipate. When your mental events are dissipate, slowly, slowly disappears, then you feel differently. You feel more buoyant, more comfortable, more relaxed, more open up, all tightness, rigidity, slowly, slowly falling apart. Tightness, rigidity, self-conscious, everything's related to mental events. All these things are slowly, slowly dissipate. You know, there are no conditions in your mental events. They all dissipate. When clouds disappear, what's left? Blue sky. Yes? Similar, when mental events are slowly, slowly dissipated, the mental events are gone. What's left? It's pristine mind. Mind is innately, really mind is, then you see first time your mind without cloud. There's no way you can do that, you know, like always caught up mental events. But first time you can experience, wow, yeah, I can't believe my mind is pristine, you know. it's a beautiful experience like that. And then you really aware or realize, you call realization, realize your mind is innately pristine, fundamentally comfortable. It's not that comfortable has come from that, always has been that without mental events. And that really, you know, it's just experience, internal experience. Not talk about theory or like just philosophy, but meditation experience. See, mind is really innately comfortable, fundamentally, you know, your just present moment experience, then you can call, realize mind is always bent that way. They call that is realization. Realization is very important than meditation. Call realization and meditation. Yeah, then all mental events are dissipated, and then just you just came to the natural state. Just you aware and you perceive that. Then what do you do? There's nothing to just remaining with that. Stay with there. Stay with abiding with pristine mind, not polluted mind. Abiding with that pristine mind is the meditation. Abiding or be with that pristine mind in 20 minutes. It's not like only just you sit there, you continue to journey. Meditation is not sit, it's a journey. Like 1 hour you meditate, doing that, you know, there's process. Each moment you're in journey, going deep, deep. And your mind has become pristine, you know, like without mental, if there's no mental events, you can stay with that almost like a highway. There's a highway, you know, highway of pristine mind. You go somewhere, you stay with that highway, don't exit, you know, like other direction, just stay with that highway 20 minutes, you know. You know, 20 minutes, and you know, like that. That means you 20 minutes meditation means stay with that pristine mind 20 minutes, and like that. And then you have, you glimpse and experience, first time your mind is like that, you know, like it's where you feel internally different, without mental events, feel pristine is totally different. And you do that today, you do that tomorrow, you do that next day, slowly, slowly, you know, slowly, slowly, you all completely different internally experience. You, the mental events are easy to dissipate then. You know, almost you internally losing 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, you know. But most people, you know, like, physically, you know, we are small, but mentally we have huge. There's 130, 300 pounds inside, you know. And mentally, emotionally, so much people are stressed. You know, like, stress is huge. Unhappiness, you know, depression, anxiety, fear, you know, like, loneliness, you know, like, all these things are really, really, and also huge amounts in the mind. You know, body can handle. But all these things are connected with the mental events. When mental events are gone, they're all gone. They cannot stay. And then you know that, and really you know about very clearly how your mind is once you focus your mind. And then, you know, then if you today your mind has become pristine again, you're meditating, you feel stay there 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and next day there, and slowly, slowly, you can very easy to get there. You don't need to go, you know, like very quick, but like easy to get there, and almost any time your mind is pristine. And then there's three realizations. These things are very important, this meditation. Realizations. You realize, you aware, what's changing this meditation? You realize your mind is innately pristine. Before, you know, we have this you know, this kind of view, you know, or my mind is complicated, difficult, you know, like always restless, I don't know who I am. We have that kind, you know, attitude, you know, usually we have. But once you're meditating, you don't have that, you know, attitude. Oh, my mind is innately pristine. But the thoughts, emotions are, they are not who I am. They're just events. You know, you can watch clouds and sky, they pass, you know. Once you realize their sky is always blue, you realize they're just passing. That's you. Similar, once your mind is innately pristine through meditation, you realize it, and then mental events are slowly, slowly passing events. First, you know who you really are, and then you know who you're not. Mm-hmm. And then means you have their determination. This is, oh, thoughts, emotions, happiness, sorrow, they're just mental events. I can understand it experientially. I pay attention to them, then become huge, bigger. I don't pay attention, like God, they're just disappear. You have that kind of attitude. Meditation means really you learn how to operate your mental events. That's really our meditation. It says, I meditated many years, but I don't know how to operate my mind. Then that means meditation is not effect at all. The result meditation means, for example, you really know your mind, how thoughts are disappear, how emotions are disappear, really they exist or not. They exist somewhere in your mind or just conditional there. They're just conditions. Anything happen in your mind is just conditional. But you need to find out through your meditation. And then really, for example, someone's doing yoga, let's say someone's doing, you know, like gym, you know, going to exercise, they're familiar with their body, you know, very comfortable with their body, for example. Similarly, when you're meditating, you really know your mind, you're comfortable with your mental events. You're comfortable, you know how to dissipate very easily. I know I have this anger, I'm this anger. I know how to second I can disappear like that. You can, I'm unhappy, I can do that because you're trained. You know what their nature is. It's easy to dissipate when you're meditating. And any kind state of mind is very easy to dissipate. And that means that's really of the goal of meditation. How do you work with your mental events? Thoughts, emotions, happiness, sorrow, you know, like stress, anxiety, or fear. How to work? These things are just events. And through meditation, you realize that, realization that. It's very important. It's experiential. And, you know, like, and through meditation, for example, you say like meditation, let's say we can do later meditation, but first, I want a little bit introduction. Introduction is very important for us. You know, sometimes people not enough introduction, therefore the meditation is not effective. In order to you have good meditation, you need to have good introduction. You know, teacher must have meditation experience. Also, he or she knows how to qualify that particular meditation. And therefore, introduction is more important than actual meditation. First time. And then what kind of experience they have, what you expect, what the goal is meditation. You know, this meditation is goal is mind is become pristine completely, not just only doing the meditation under any circumstances. Once you're familiar, you know, like, you know, you say you want a healthy, you know, health through, you know, exercises, not just only doing the exercise, you want health always, you know. Similar, when your meditation is similar, you just not just doing the meditation, always you want to become pristine. You work with your mind, you work, talk with, through pristine mind, walk with, enjoy the world through, not a polluting mind, a pristine mind. And the meditation is, you know, like, we thought, you know, meditation is only spiritual people. Meditation, everybody needs meditation because You want to work with world polluted mind or pristine mind? You have two choices. You want a pristine, through pristine mind, you talk other people, you work other people, you enjoy through pristine mind. It's much effective than polluted mind. For example, when I teach, or I know, I have a little bit more pristine mind, I can teach without anxiety or fear. But I don't have pristine mind, then my mind is caught up fear and anxiety or like self-consciousness, and then I'm not that effective, you know. It's not that effective. Because I can have pristine mind doing when I talk, I think I'm more effective, there's fearless, therefore I can connect or audience, therefore, and that's really our meditation. Is not just only to attain, you know, like some spiritual result, but meditation is just how to connect the world best way. Best way you connect the world is when you're meditating, you know how the best way to connect the world. And then tonight, and that's I little bit give meditation experience, but then I want to do a guided meditation. We have the want to do everybody to this meditation, pristine mind meditation, we call this, and I like a little bit have everybody glimpse of this experience. I like a little bit too into a guiding. First is we talk about the meaning of that meditation. It's a journey into your consciousness and your mind has become more pristine. How do your mind has become pristine through these techniques? Don't follow past and don't anticipate in future. Remain in present moment. Leave your mind alone. These techniques take you to pristine mind. And therefore, I wanted to a little bit experience right now, and then I want to a little bit do guided meditation for and everyone to, do to the pristine mind meditation guidance. And therefore, let's begin that. You know, everybody has a little bit experience. Each time I ring the bell, that means come back to the present moment, saying that maybe you lost, and then saying come back to the present moment, and that that's a sign. And I wanted during the meditation, I ring in this bell. And then the first is you need to have relaxed physically, make sure comfortable physically, not awkward, and your physical is somewhere tension there, and then tension goes there. Make your comfortable, it's not like too tight, just relax way naturally. It's not like tense. It's you're not natural. Just be natural. How do you talk? How do you stay natural? Similarly, when you meditating, just be natural. Like that. And also not tense, not too tight, not too loose. But physical posture is very important. And second is silent your speech and breathing very naturally. Naturally you're breathing. And very comfortably just breathing. And third is most important is relax your mind. Means mentally just relax and be present and drop all speculations or memories, all these things don't follow that. Just stay with your consciousness with the present moment. And then, let's say, don't follow past events, yesterday, the day before, or this morning, just all speculations past, cut out any connection parts, just come back of this moment. Just you're here, this room or this moment, you're not past. Second is, don't anticipate in future experiences, future projects, concerns, speculations, all just dropped. Come back present moment. And then what you do is just remain, stay with present moment awareness. You wear something present, just stay in present moment awareness. You wear something right now, just stay with that. There's no particular object you focus or anything, just stay with that. Then what do you do? There's nothing to do, just remain in present moment, leave your mind alone. Stay with present moment awareness, leave your mind alone. Stay with present moment awareness. Just leave your mind totally alone. Don't think, don't manipulate, don't vacillate. Just stay 5 minutes like that. Just aware, that's enough. And then, when you remain in your present moment, left your mind alone, then slowly dissipating your mental events, thoughts, emotions, experiences, slowly disappear, slowly vanish your perception. Thoughts, emotions are disappear, then what's left is the pristine mind and conditional happiness come to the surface. When clouds are disappear, you see it's just blue sky directly. Similarly, when thoughts, emotions are dissipating, you perceiving experience of the pristine mind. Mind is innately beautiful, pristine, flawless. You can experience that. Untainted, undistorted. You experience that. You should realize, beware, your mind is innately pristine, fundamentally comfortable, without mental events. Thoughts arise, just don't follow that. Just remain in pristine mind. Thoughts are naturally disappear. Thoughts arise is normal. You know, everybody has thoughts. But the only thing is, don't follow thoughts, and then just disappears. And you're still in the pristine mind. Just maintaining, just abiding the pristine mind, stay there. There's nothing to meditating. Your mind is weakening, your thoughts, emotions are slowly dissipate, and they stay there. No, you see your mind is undistorted or unpolluted or clear. Stay continually pristine mind. Don't follow mental events. Don't follow sounds, external world. Just stay with the present moment. Leave your mind alone and continually remain pristine mind. just remaining pursuing mind continually and not follow mental events, and your mind become more buoyant and clear and undistorted right now, this moment, and then just stay with that. And gradually your mind become under any circumstance like that, just familiar with this moment experience. This is meditation. Don't cut up external world, just stay with your awareness. Stay with your awareness. You should realize mind is innately pristine, fundamentally comfortable. This is how your mind is. This is who you really are. And just be realized, experienced. And also you should realize the mental events are not who you are, they're events passing across your consciousness. The more you meditate in, the more you experience that. The more you vividly experience who you really are, who you really are not. Right now, 10 minutes pathway supposed to your mind should be pristine. Mental events are falling apart, and then your mind's naturally unpolluted, pristine, clear. You really touch who you really are, how your mind is. And the more you do this meditation, the more your mind is become more and more pristine. This is goal of meditation. Just be realized, experienced. Okay, that is the meditation experience, and I think that's just beginning. It's slowly, and then the more you do the meditation properly, you have experience called three levels of realization. First, you notice your mind is innately pristine through meditation. Second is you realize your mental events are not who you are, they're mental events. Eventually, you realize the mental events are illusions. No. Like three levels of realization through this meditation. And that means you have these realizations. And that is really, really, you can have under any circumstance, your mind is pristine. When your mind is pristine, there's always unconditional happiness. The more your mind is pristine, without any condition, still feel content, happy, and joyful. Because there are no barriers, there's no reason to unhappy or discontent or like, something's missing, fear loneliness. All these come from mental events. You have no internal mental events there, and that means you feel happy without conditions. It's not like happiness, not just come from external happiness. This is happiness is more majestic and more, how do you say, real. Real means like, you know, like, something you have, then it disappears, look like, you know, like very, very fluctuation. It's not like fluctuation, but it's more sustained, more continuous like that. And that's really when you are unconditional happiness, then your connections, relationships, everything's very perfect. And then this says, when you find unconditional happiness, you perceive the world, every experience become more majestic. You don't need to give up external pleasures, entertainments. They become more pristine. You know, it's not external world is some problems. Because when our mind is distorted, then we see everything negative, difficult, complicated. But when our mind is become pristine, every form of entertainment, everything's become wonderful, beautiful. That is really called the, you know, pristine mind meditation. It's a joke, you know, like usually they call do is You develop first the pristine mind, then everything rises beautiful. I think that we need, or the other meditation says, or you need to renounce the world, or give up the world. That's another form of meditation. But this meditation is when your mind has become pristine, whole world has become more beautiful. Whole world has become more illusion, or whole world has become more, you know, like completely, how do you say, beautiful, or like rises wonderful because your mind is pristine, then you perceive it that way. You know, that's really our, and the more your mind is become pristine, the more you develop unconditional happiness, the more you experience unconditional happiness. And that's really our tonight is, I think, I give just a glimpse, but then continue till you do this meditation, and then totally transform the life, you know, and a people's life. Therefore, I think you need to know tonight what he says. You need to know. You can, you know, like the goal is all humanity is looking many different directions, but actually they want is unconditional happiness. You know, that's they want. But actually people don't know how to search, you know. They want to search in this and that, climbing mountain, maybe that's giving them happy, or maybe going to Hawaii or like somewhere. People don't know what is answer, but actually we all need is unconditional happiness. That's where, and you know, without conditions, still you're happy, and then it's wonderful. Meditation is the goal is, you know, meditation is called enlightenment. Enlightenment is, what is enlightenment means? Enlightenment means when your mind is completely pristine. That is enlightenment. You know, the Buddha's mind is, what's Buddha's mind? Enlightened mind is, Buddha's mind is completely pristine. That's the characteristics of Buddha's mind, enlightened mind. It's not like physical. That's really called enlightenment. And your human mind is, we have, you know, sometimes distorts. The more you have negative emotions, the more you distort. Less of them, you'll become more awakening. Completely subside your perception, that means you're enlightened. And therefore means going enlightenment means your through meditation your mind has become more and more pristine, and that means you're going to toward enlightenment. And that's really I want to say tonight. No, it's time is coming. Almost finished, you know, like 1.5 hours we experience. And then it's happy to meet here. You know, I was, you know, moved here maybe 1 year ago in Greenbrae, like there. Then I was, you know, like teaching there and sometimes in this area. Then I was thought, you know, like I'm, you know, living local here. We just, you know, give some teachings here. That's very, I'm happy to meet everyone here, and then it's wonderful to share my meditation or these experiences. And then everyone welcome to here tonight. Also continually, you know, you want to know, we are also doing meditation experience. Josh can explain it, but meditation together, also teachings going on. Then it's, I'm glad to meet everyone. Then I think finish tonight is, you know, like experience. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.